Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
All righty, coming on back, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Dominic Easley is here with us. And obviously, Dominic and I have become friendly-ish through the last year with him coming in studio. If you ever want to suck up to a talk show host, you just bring a Patriots Super Bowl championship ring. And hey, I'm definitely excited about that. So we heard Dom was in the house today. I want to bring him on for a few minutes. How you been?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So let me start you off, because I didn't know this about you. I know you're here today on Same Here Global. Tell me a little bit about mental health and kind of the advocacy that you're doing.
So I was fortunate enough to go through life and come out on the other end successful, in a sense. You know, as we're still going through life, I'm still figuring out who I am mentally or whatever. But growing up, we didn't have anyone to be able to show us what mental health was or what vulnerability was and how to take care of your mental health. So that's what I'm trying to give back to the community and to the world, to be able to give them an opportunity to be vulnerable and see the benefits of being vulnerable and creating a stable and healthy mental health.
Yeah, there used to be a stigma with mental health. And it used to be, oh, if you're a guy and you have mental health problems, like, keep it to yourself. Now I feel as if we're in more of a accepting society and more of a society where you could open up about that stuff and get help. Was it difficult for you, right, in a macho man world, NFL locker room, to even realize that, hey, maybe you needed help?
Oh, yeah. You never even had that conversation of help. Right. Help wasn't a word that you used because it was a weakness. It was used as a weakness and it was portrayed as being weak. But everybody down social media, which social media has its pros and its cons, but it's also created a viewpoint of mental health and how crucial it is and how many people are actually going through things in life, which is majority everybody.
Dominic Easley here with us. What do you want people to know more about what you're doing today?
Definitely go to Easley.org, EasleyFoundation.org, and definitely go ask for help. Ask for resources. If you're going through anything, reach out and understand that people are here to help you.
So just wondering, because now, right, your career's over, right? You won a Super Bowl ring. You played in, you know, you were part of two Super Bowls. You were also with the Rams when they got to a Super Bowl and lost to the Patriots, and then you won one with the Patriots. What's the next chapter for you? You know, obviously you had the foundation, you're being a mental health advocate, but what do you kind of envision the next professional kind of thing for Dominic Easley when you also maybe tie it into football? I feel coaching and like advising, yeah, things like that.
So outside of mental health, being partnered up with Same Here Global and the Easley Foundation, I actually started coaching. I started coaching at Cherokee High School, started coaching defensive line, and actually I'm in love with it. Like, I really miss the game. It's really making me miss the game, and I miss coaching these kids.
What type of coach are you? You a loud coach?
No, I'm not a loud. I'm the same type of player as I was. I'm the same type of coach as I was a player. I'm very intimate with the players, and I'm not a loud coach.
You're not a get-on-the-line coach, let's run 110-yard sprints?
Nah, but you're going to know we are going to run those sprints as hard as possible because I'm going to be right there with them. So, and that's the thing. Like, I work out with the players, I run with the players, and I go through plays with them so they can understand. I've been here. I've done this. So I'm going to help you get through this and get farther than where I've ever been.
All righty, let's get to your Super Bowl experiences. Take me through the Malcolm Butler interception at the goal line.
As we know, we was all sitting there expecting one thing to happen, which the whole world expected it, common sense would have allowed it to happen. And once Marshawn didn't get that ball, we all knew what play was coming, and we all was right there at the goal line after he caught that interception and ready to celebrate.
Yeah, you know, I was watching something the other day. I think it was Patricia was on with Edelman.
Edelman, yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, and they put in that formation and that package that week.
Yep, in practice.
And Bill was saying all through the build-up for 3 years, you know, let's go put in this three-corner package on the goal line.
Yep.
And
it worked.
They finally put it in, and then it works.
Yeah.
When things like that happen with the Patriots, and then you find out those stories, you just go, man, Belichick is always just one step ahead.
And that's the thing. Like, practice, what you practice is what you preach. And he made that apparent, and he has a success to show that behind it.
All right, Belichick coaching at UNC. Your thoughts?
I'm excited. I'm actually excited to see him in college because what he tried to create in the NFL with grown men was kind of hard in a sense, but you had Tom Brady. But now he's able to mold them as kids to be professionals by the time they get to the NFL, especially they starting with all this money and the NIL nowadays. So I'm happy that he's there.
I'm annoyed, though. Don't get me wrong. Good for Bill, right? He's coaching again. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. I'll tune into more of UNC this year than I ever have before. But he belongs in the NFL. And you had 7 jobs this year. 6 have already been filled. Probably Kellen Moore is going to get the Saints job.
Yep.
You tell me that there's 6 or 7 coaches getting hired right now that are better than Bill Belichick?
That's the thing. It's not better. Times has changed. Belichick, the Urban Meyers, the from Alabama.
Nick Saban.
Nick Saban's. Like, it's just not their time anymore. You know what I mean? As far as the NFL is concerned, because you got kids from college going up to the NFL. The kids from college ain't like who we were coming up from college. They coming up with money already. So it's a different mindset. It's a different way to connect with the players. And honestly, I don't think Bill would be able to have that connection with this generation of players in the NFL. But I think he can get and he can help mold these kids into grown men.
Dominic Easley here with us. On the other side, we talk about winning a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Losing the Super Bowl, walking off the field. It was 13-3. It was one of the more lopsided 13-3 games.
Yes.
The Patriots looked so much better. The Rams offense really couldn't do much that day. But when you get so close and yet so far, it's not fun walking off the field. But how do you kind of remember those emotions?
I mean, it was a bittersweet. You know, it sucked because obviously I won one with them. But when I faced them, I was hoping to win another one. But facing the Patriots, man, you know what you're going to get into. You know what I mean? It was a hard game. It was a hard fought game. I mean, you heard it from Tom Brady. One of his toughest games was that game, you know? So it was a bittersweet moment.
I'm also surprised how quickly the Rams were able to replace Aaron Donald. I know there's no replacing
That's what I was about to say.
Aaron Donald, but when I watched the Rams this year, I didn't say, clearly everyone misses Aaron Donald, but I didn't feel as if his presence was missed because they did a good job in the draft, adding to what they already had, getting those guys like Jared Verse and Braden Fisk.
Yeah, Jared Verse definitely filled in the spot, and I think when Aaron left, he left a culture there. He left a culture, he left the type of culture there that continue on without him, and when Jared Verse came in, I think they just added on to a recipe for greatness.
Where do you think the Rams are heading to? Because I saw that Cooper Kupp, they're going to trade him. The Rams said that they no longer want Cooper Kupp. You still got some good players there in Stafford who's coming on back. They got to figure out the contract. You got Kyron Williams. You got Puka Nacua, and we just mentioned all the defensive players.
Yeah.
The Rams, are they close to winning it all again, or do you still just think they're just a good team?
I think they're a good team. I love Sam Bradford, but I think it's definitely time for a new type of quarterback to come in there.
You mean Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford, I apologize. Matthew Stafford to come in there because he's old, man. You know what I mean? Like, he's still playing at a high level. Don't get me wrong. He's still playing at a high level, but I think the Rams' personnel is starting to change.
So it's interesting because when Stafford, whenever he leaves, and I think he'll be back with the Rams next year, I wonder, and you know McVay a little bit, playing for him, I wonder if that's McVay then saying, okay, I'll go to do TV for a few years and then get the whatever job I want when I'm done with TV and take a little stress off your life. Or does Sean McVay kind of get reinvigorated to say, I've never been able to go draft that young quarterback?
Sean McVay had a very interesting career. He's been a winner for a long time. I think after Washington, he had his goals, and I think he's beat his goals before his time. And I think he's ready to spend time with his family because, you know, he wants to start a family. He wants to be a family man. So I think him winning the Super Bowl, him doing what he did at the Rams, he's able to now leave on a great legacy and create another legacy for him.
So he'll go the Sean Payton route, right?
I think so.
Be TV for a little bit, maybe probably longer than Sean did.
Yeah,
because if he leaves, I don't know if that itch is going to be there right away to return.
Yeah, now I think he might. I can see him return.
He'd come back.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think he's going to miss it.
It could be a little bit like Gruden, where I don't know if it's going to be 10 years.
Yeah.
But there's maybe like 5 or 6 years off. You do the TV. Because he would be a rock star on TV. His memory,
it's
when
crazy.
He recites some of these plays. How you could remember a full drive script from 7 years ago is just a stupid memory.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. And he's that's how he is at all times with everything. And that's how, and me being in Georgia, I've been hearing about him from me coaching in Georgia, and that's how everybody's been saying he always been.
And it kind of stinks if you're a player and you have a coach of the memory like that, because if you make a bad play,
oh, he knows.
If you ever have an issue with that coach, he goes, oh, well, in 2018, on 3rd and 3 with 3:33 left against the Las Vegas Raiders, you messed up this play.
He reminds me of an Ernie. You know who Ernie is?
Oh, Ernie Adams?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, he reminds me of an Ernie. Yep.
Because Ernie has that photographic memory.
Crazy.
Except everyone knows who Sean McVay is.
Yeah,
no one knew
who Ernie was.
Ernie was that guy that's friends with Bill that is just a mad scientist that sits in some office somewhere.
It's crazy because every day at practice, people who didn't know who Ernie was, and even me at a certain time, used to always look back because Ernie's the only person that's always in the backfield. If Bill is not back there, it's only Ernie. So it's just like, if Bill is not back there, then how's he getting to stand back there? Then you realize how important he is to the Patriots organization and their winning.
So when you're a young player in this league, right, sometimes it doesn't always come to you right away. And right, you had big expectations to, and unfortunately had to deal with some health problems. But man, to see what Jalen Carter's doing this year, Nolan Smith as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys from Georgia and what they've done this year, that's why this Eagles defense. I know bringing in Fangio helps, but those two guys taking it to the next level is a huge reason why the Eagles are here.
Absolutely, 1,000% correct. And that's what I always tell people. When they was facing the Commanders, I told them, the Commanders is going to have a hard time because the Eagles defensive line is going to eat them up. And for me, I'm going with the Eagles for the Super Bowl because I don't think Pat Mahomes is going to have enough points to put on that board to stop them.
So I look back at the Texans game in the divisional round.
Mm-hmm.
Will Anderson, he was feasting.
Yep.
But their offense just wasn't ready to go this year for the Texans. The Eagles offense, Saquon doesn't have a good game. Dallas Goedert, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, they'll pop off.
All around.
There's enough there where I think they could outscore the Chiefs. But more importantly, I look at that defense. I think that defense could do to the Chiefs' offensive line, which is good on the interior, but the tackles are a weakness.
Yep.
I think that Eagles' offensive defensive line could do to the Chiefs' offensive line what the Texans did, except they'll have the point production
without a doubt.
The Texans didn't have.
People are going to be so surprised. Like you said, the Chiefs' tackles are weak. I guarantee you, majority of all their sacks is going to come from inside this game.
Why is that?
Because of how much effect. Once you affect the middle, he has nothing but to do but run outside. And then Pat Mahomes not going to be running out. We got players. People run. We got sideline to sideline players. We got the linebackers. We got the D-line. We got the DNs. The inside, I guarantee, is going to make the most effective because they're going to stop the run and they're going to continue doing what they did.
This team reminds me a lot. I just didn't think about this until now you said it.
Mm-hmm.
The Buccaneers team with Brady that beat Kansas City, because that defense was the strength of that team with guys like Shaq Barrett. You had great linebackers too. And that defense, and Mahomes had tackles that weren't healthy. They were exposed in that moment. And I think they'll score more than 9 points that they scored that day. But that offense in Tampa Bay, right, had so many different Evans, Godwin. Yep. You had Gronkowski was still there. Mm-hmm. Tom obviously being the quarterback. I think there's some similarities with those two teams.
Without a doubt. And speaking of that, now that you said that, Devin White was the linebacker
for
sideline to sideline. And that's what Pat Mahomes is going to have a hard time running around.
So you know what it's like, though, to be on the team with Brady and then be on the team against Brady.
Mm-hmm.
We could sit here, and I agree with you. The Eagles are going to win the game. Yep. I look at 1 through 53. The Eagles are a better team. But you look at the Chiefs at what they have at the top. Mahomes, Kelce, Chris Jones, who's a stud, Steve Spagnuolo. That's the mental part of it, right? The Eagles are a confident team. The Eagles are a great team. But you know it doesn't matter how many you're up. When you have the guy on the other sideline and you've seen it both ways, you're never out of the game.
Yeah, but Pat Mahomes ain't Brady yet.
Okay.
Pat Mahomes is not Brady. And I say that because how Pat Mahomes is a hell of an athlete and he does what he does. Nobody can't take that away from him. He's been where he's been. He's going to keep going where he's going. But Brady understands how to break people and teams down with the vicious motor. You know what I mean? And I don't see that in Pat Mahomes yet.
I don't know. You ask the Bills, you ask the Ravens, you ask the 49ers. They go, this is our Tom Brady. And I think Brady's the GOAT.
Yeah.
I think Montana right now is the second greatest quarterback of all time. But I think Mahomes is already third. And if he wins on Sunday, he moves to two.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And then you're chasing Tom.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I just can't see them getting past this D-line. The Eagles, I cannot see them getting past this D-line.
So before we let you run one more time, Dominic Easley, tell me what you're doing on Same Here, with Same Here Global, and obviously all the advocacy you're doing for mental health.
With Same Here Global, we are making sure that everybody has resources that are going through certain things in life, which everybody's going through something in life, to be able to reach out and get help. And I won't say the word help, but to be able to manage life, you know, find your balances within and without. And also with Easley Foundation, we are trying to make the word vulnerability a common theme to understand how beneficial it is for you.
Okay. Now you got a nice chain on. You got the Super Bowl ring as well.
Yep.
When you go to your hotel room tonight, like I put my watch in a safe. Mm-hmm. I put my laptop in a safe. Do you just leave that in the hotel room or you put this stuff in a safe?
No, it's right under the pillow with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess if someone was to break into the room, I think you'd be able to hold your own.
Yep.
Anyway, great to see you. Appreciate it. He's Dominic Easley. We'll take a timeout on Radio Row. We come on back. Paige Baranek is going to join us. Back for more from New Orleans after these short messages.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.